Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. This phrase is on the short list of the most quotable quotes of our Lord and Savior, seen by many as a clever response to that challenging trap of the Pharisees and Herodians. Render to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. But what does it really mean? I've got 3 points today to help unpack it. The Persian, the person, the person. If I can make it through the whole homily saying Persian, person, person without slipping up, I get a prize at the end, Deacon Jim says. The Persian. The prophet Isaiah tells us in the first reading of Cyrus. Cyrus, the Persian, who was to free the Israelites from the Babylonian captivity. You'll remember back in 597 BC when all the best and brightest of the Jewish people were dragged off to Babylon in one of the low points of their salvation history. And Isaiah rightly prophesies that their hero will come in a most unusual person, the pagan king, Cyrus, king of the Persians. Not a Jew, not only to overrun the Babylonians, but also to lead to the return of the Jews to Jerusalem, to Judah, and even to rebuilding of the temple, the place of right praise and worship. This pagan king, this Persian, is not the hero that they wanted, but the one that they needed. And instills in us that great reminder that God is bigger than politics. The Persian. The purse, secondly, goes back to our gospel. When Jesus is asked about the census tax, he asks to see a coin. What you may not know is this passage, the 22nd chapter of the Gospel of Luke, it's set in the temple precincts, in the courts of the temple. That's so important to get that visual right. What you do know is that the Jews weren't allowed to have foreign coins there, for they had graven images upon them. The image that we'll hear of Caesar. That's why we know of the money changers in the temple. The Jews took very seriously that command to not worship graven images, and the Romans worshipped Caesar as a god. His image was on the coin, thus a strict policy. No foreign coins in the temple. The money changers, you remember when Jesus comes and cleanses the temple and flips the tables of the money changers? That's why they were there. It was for good reason. Hey, who has a coin? Person, oh, sure. Just like you or I, right? Oh, yeah, I got. Pulls it out, and then you can just imagine the crowd. Uh-oh. Busted. He's got the coin. Wait, why? You guys, they just slipped, right? Jesus wasn't there trying to condemn them for it, but points out if Caesar's image is on there and you forgot about that, how easy it is for us to take for granted, just to let it slip our minds about what the true image that we're supposed to be looking to is all about. That's the purse. Those coins are significant. The location is significant. And even more, number three, is the person. Jesus asked about the image on the coin. And the image, that word image, takes us right back to Genesis, doesn't it? For God created man in his image and likeness. In the divine image, he created them. Male and female, he created them. So when we hear that word image, we're reminded of who was made in God's image. And that is us. That's why, brothers and sisters, all the social issues of the church, from religious liberty and marriage to immigration, healthcare, racism, to all the explicitly life issues that we focus on in a particular way during this Respect Life month of October, euthanasia and capital punishment, and most notably abortion, why they're all so significant, because the person bears the image of God. That's where our dignity comes from. The Persian, the purse, and the person repay to God what belongs to God, Jesus says. Sure, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. That's right. But give to God what belongs to God. Oh, that's everything. That's Rome. That's Caesar. That's our money. That's our talents. That's our time. That's our personhood, our families, our nation. It's our hobbies. Well, then it's your scouting. Thank you for the good example there. It influences everything. That's how significant it is. But it's too significant to take too seriously, to be caught up in as if that's the be-all and end-all, because we go back to the Persian. God can work through all. When we get so caught up, worried about what that next thing is, what the next soundbite in the news cycle is going to be, what the next person is, God was able to work through Cyrus. He was even able to work through Caesar. And you know what? It's most important. He can work through us right here and right now.